Christian Lightship, and today is another special night. This is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So if you're new to the program, we actually go to the Lightship out of time. We're transported there with our physical bodies, and you're able to have healings on the Lightship. A lot of people can see the light beings there. So you're still here in your body like you'd be sitting just the way you are now or laying down, but you're also up there. So we'll see if our co-host is around here. And Sylvia, are you around in cyberspace?
I'm here, and welcome, everyone. And great to be with you tonight, Saturday night, and we're going to the Lightship, like Ron said. So sit back, relax, get comfortable, get centered in your heart, and we will start with healing.
Okay, so as normal, what we do is entity releases, and these are energies that connect to our bodies. The earth plane is full of them. They're kind of like ants to sugar, and they need your life force energy to live on. And unfortunately, they attach to us all the time. And the way to prevent that is to actually be more in your body so that they have no way to come into you. And you want to be more in your body, which is what I mean, having your spirit with you. So we're going to first do some entity releases here. And just sit back and relax, and here we go. I'm going to work at the bottom of your feet and work all the way up to the top of your head. And you may want to just scan your body. Entities can attach through physical pain if you have something wrong with you, maybe a stomach ache, maybe you stub your toe or anything like that, a headache. They can come into you. Remember, like attracts like. So maybe your small headache could turn into a really large one because they're there giving you their headache. So we're releasing these energies from you right now. So if you do feel a change in your frequency of your body, if you feel a little bit lighter afterwards, it means they left you. And then when we bring more of your spirit into your body, you will normally always feel heavier. This is because you're more present and your spirit then integrates with the densities and you feel that consciousness is sensing yourself as being heavy. So here we go. We're now working above our waist area, taking away these entities here. And the Lightship only comes here once every 2,000 years for a short amount of time to do the ascension process. And that's to clean out the darkness out of all the energies of creations of the light. And like I said, the last time I was here was Jesus came to the earth plane here. He worked with the Lightship, and the same process is true today right now. And so his teachings and the Lightship energy was not here just basically after the year 100 A.D. And it came here around 3 years ago in February of 2005. So in that time frame, we'll just say basically 1900 years, what we had here as far as spiritual energies and teachings, the energy of the divine energy, which people call it the God energy, was strictly the energy that was brought here and worked with in duality. So the light energy that people used was not in complete harmony with the divine energy because it could not have existed. The Lightship is pure divine energy. It's pure light energy. And this is why the Lightship comes to do the ascension, because it puts pure divine energy back into all of its creations. Other than that, where we are here, we're strictly in a duality situation with light and dark. And this planet was not created to have dark energies, but it was infiltrated by the darkness. So now we're working on our shoulder area, going down our arms, our elbows, our wrists, our fingers. You might want to just move your fingers around. Some people, when they get entities released, they can actually put their hand on a certain area in their body, and then you want to command your spirit. Remember, all healings are a command, and you want to command your spirit then to help you in releasing these energies. Typically, asking will not give the same result as a command. Remember, we have billions of thoughts, and your spirit isn't always listening to you because we live in the mental realm. But when you do the command, it's kind of like, you know, ringing the doorbell, and it will more than likely come to you more readily to see what the command is for healing. Okay, now we're working on our head area. Let's start working with our gums, our teeth, moving up sinus area, eyes, taking entities out of us there, forehead, top of our head. And that's feeling pretty good right now. And now we're going to do integration with our spirit. Remember, we have many fragments that leave us. And these fragments leave from being in anger and fear and trauma. Any attributes that is in judgment is how your spirit leaves you. Because remember, the spirit that you have in your heart center only works with love. The divine energy, the creation lightship, is pure love energy. And it's a very high frequency energy, just much like your spirit, because it's a part of that. And this energy of the true divine energy only comes here for a very short time every 2,000 years. And this is why it's so crucial now to get into your body with your spirit and to do the ascension process to connect back to this wonderful divine energy that's out of duality. So here we go. We're going to bring in more of your spirit into your body. I'll count to 10. Your spirit can walk in front of you into your body. It can come into your crown chakra and come in, you know, into your heart. Your spirit knows how to do this properly. So whatever way it chooses to, it can do this right now. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just sit back and relax now. We'll just put some music on so you can connect with your spirit. This is where your guidance is. And then we'll do some more healing here with you. With your divine spirit in your heart center right now. And entities have left you, all the ones that we could release from you. And next we'll do a chakra clearing here. We'll go to your heart center and move away some of the energies there that are blocked in your heart center from opening up and also repositioning your heart center in you. So here we go. Heart center. Perfect. And throat chakra, good. Third eye, good. And power chakra is out for some of you out there. So we're moving that around here. Good. And second chakra, around your navel area here. And first chakra. Perfect. We'll do an opening now. So this is your choice to go body with. This will give your physical body more energy and more healing ability to work with your spirit. So here we go. Heart chakra. Use the word spin to open it up. Spin, 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 open. And now go up to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. And second chakra. Spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. And now what we're going to do is put you into current time. And this is very nice. A lot of people live in the past and also in the future. So the people who are in the future, we're going to bring into the present moment. So here we go. We'll count from 10 backwards to bring you into this current space and time. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you can be in also in the past at the same time, different areas of your consciousness, different lifestyles can lead you one place or the other. So here we go, past. Coming down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Great. And now what we're going to do is the mind to heart drop. So if you're new to the program, the way this works, just think of your thoughts, your mental body, your awakening consciousness. You could call it your ego self even. And that's the thought that you have inside of your head that kind of talk to you when you listen inside of your head to do something. That may give you the yes and no answers, or I want to buy this. So this is kind of how it works, or what not to do, what to do. I'm going to drop that energy down, and this energy basically controls your life. I'm going to drop it down into your heart center. So think of an elevator, and the 10th floor is your forehead, where the thoughts come from, and the first floor is your heart center. And we'll drop you down. I'll do it slowly so you can actually feel the energy dropping. And you may actually feel like an energy ball moving down or some type of frequency of energy. Here we go. Dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we'll do it some more to help everyone out here. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and again, talk to your spirit. You should be in your heart. The way you know if you're in your heart is you're going to actually feel the energies in your heart center. And as you think a thought, the words will come out of your chest area. So, again, here we go. A very special night. This is what we call Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We'll be going up to the Light Ship probably in about 15 minutes or so. And this will only work with people listening live tonight as we connect with you instantaneously as you're listening to the program and take you up to the Light Ship. And this will not work on the archives. The energy, though, will be probably through your computer if you just happen to tune into the archive, but you're not going to the Light Ship. So what we're going to do next is help deal with some of your invisible bodies here. We'll first do a emotional body clearing, and we'll go back the last 5 days here. Remember, these are the same healings that Jesus did 2,000 years ago to prepare people for ascension. And we'll do samples of these for you here. So 5 days ago, cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body healing. Some people work and live more in their feelings than they do in their emotions, although they can sound like the same definition as you look at the two. And I'll try to describe that to you. Your emotional body is a situation, we'll say, we'll just talk the situation of being putting your finger into the flame on a stove, okay? So you're doing this here, and all of a sudden your hand jerks back, and you go, wow, that's kind of bad news there. I shouldn't do that anymore. Well, that's your emotion, so that's the experience, okay, of doing that. Now, the feeling body is, much like you might think, how you feel about that experience. So all of a sudden you go, holy crap, man, I got a blister on my finger, and it hurts, and I got to put it in hot water, and, man, this is really bad news. I don't ever want to do this ever again, and it really hurts, and it's going to take me a long time to have my finger healed because of a blister on it, okay? So that's your feeling body. Now, some people don't care about that. They just go, well, this stuff happens, and I'll deal with it. And other people get really involved in it. And it all depends how you imprint these energies and how the energies get imprinted into you. That make sense to you, Sylvia?
Yeah, it sure does.
Okay. So I'm kind of give you a definition of the two different bodies. So here we go. This is your feeling body for the last 5 days. So again, take a note of this here. Do a body scan and just see how you feel about the last 5 days. So look at your emotions right now, what you dealt with. Remember, every day things normally happen to us on an emotional level. Remember, we're on an emotional planet here, and stuff happens. There's another way of saying that, but we'll just use the word stuff, okay? So here we go. Feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And you may feel a change in energies. And you might feel that there is maybe more relief for some of you out there who live in your feelings. A lot of women live in their feeling bodies more than the emotions. And typically, men don't typically live in these two realms. Okay, they live in the mental. So here we go. For the men out there, and also women too, but we'll just assume that men are more mental than emotional, this is for you. And here we go. These are the thinkers out there. So 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday's cleared. And today cleared. And again, kind of take a note of how your mind is working. You should typically feel like the mind chatter has left you. If you've had some kind of mental anguish or frustration mentally, attempting to analyze, figure something out, you might feel some kind of relief there. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. Go ahead. You out there, cyberspace?
Yeah, so I actually was interested in talking about the pain body and how that relates to the emotions and the feeling body, because you were talking about, you know, your example of someone burning their finger. So they touch their finger. Some people relate to that emotionally. Other people relate to that as the feeling, and other people, what about the pain body and how that kind of interplays with the emotions?
Oh, very good. Okay, so now the pain body steps in, okay? Your body has this pain, so it has to store it someplace to get rid of the pain so you can, you know, continue on with your life. So the pain body was created so that your physical body would not continuously suffer in the now with pain. And we've all had pain in our body. And so this is like the storehouse for that. And remember, if you took all of your pains that you've had in your lifetime and they were still with you and they didn't get dampened down, you would have pain, and your body probably would not live through all these pains, okay? So we're going to do a pain body, and here we go. Same process for the last 5 days. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday's cleared, and today's cleared. There we go. This should take you out of some of the pain residual. Now, what happens is, in these bodies that we just got through clearing, which is four of these bodies can also attract entities. So, let's say that an example of the emotional body. You know, you're all wound up emotionally about something, And since life here is a relationship, we'll just talk about a relationship problem, whether it be male to male, male to female, or vice versa, or female to female. So we have an emotional problem now. So that body now comes into effect. Now, did you get your feelings hurt during an argument or maybe a separation with somebody, or maybe dealing with animals? There's a problem with an animal. Maybe a dog bit you, or maybe one of your animals died. So now you're dealing with the feeling body. Now, is that going to draw entities to you? So entities will come into you because they're maybe mourning the loss of a loved one, maybe an animal that passed away. Maybe you saw one on the street and you felt sorry. Your feelings go into effect. So the entities that could be attached to an animal and or attached to a person now can come into you because now you're sympathetic to that situation. Maybe you're watching TV or watching a movie, and all of a sudden you're really wound up watching this thing, and all of a sudden the actor in there that you liked, say, living your life through by watching them, and you're really resonating with this person, maybe they, for instance, get shot. And all of a sudden you go, oh, man, that really is bad. This person got shot. And now you feel that trauma in your body. Or you pick up the energy from that. Well, that's the same thing as an entity. So all of a sudden now you're imprinted with this information. And your body doesn't know the difference whether it happened to it or not. Remember, it saw it through your eyes. So now it imprinted this energy into you. Now, was there any entities in the person on TV playing this? Now, you took on the life force by watching this program. Now, this gets very interesting, okay? You're watching this program, and this actor, we'll say, has 1,000 entities attached to them, and maybe their eyes are kind of darkened out, dulled out, and something happens to them, and all of a sudden you have this empathy, and these entities now come flying into you because you're resonating with it. Remember, they're watching the program, too, and they're living their life through the TV program because they came in into your room, went into, say, your picture tube, okay, on your TV, on your monitor screen, and now all of a sudden, they're living in this energy. Remember, it's life force energy. And now you resonate to that, and now they hop into you. So that's another thing. And then the same thing happens with your mental body and your pain body. And so all of a sudden, you're attracting these things to you without understanding or knowing why, but you have to clean yourself out. And what happens is that you start to resonate more and more with maybe these negative effects. You wonder why the stuff keeps happening to you, because the entities are drawing more of this to you, and because you're not able or aware of cleaning yourself out maybe hourly from entities, more and more keep piling on, and they bring these situations to you that you might want to call as these darkness situations. And you wonder why stuff keeps happening to you and to your life, because you think you're really a good person, and you could be. But the entities are now running your body. Your mind thinks why this is happening. Your body's overloaded, filled full of stuff. And that stuff is what your body wants to eliminate, but your mind thinks you're perfectly fine. And all of a sudden things start happening to you, and you start wondering why. So I hope that helps some of you out there. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
So I was wondering, as you were talking, in the past you've described entities as being the emotional bodies of people that have passed on, but can we also take on people's pain bodies, for example?
Yes. Remember, everything resonates to everything else. So, yes, you could resonate to that, and you could draw it to yourself. Have you, just a good example, a massage practitioner goes out, right, and does a massage on someone. And we'll say it's their first month of doing massage work, and they weren't trained or they didn't figure out how to get these energies away from their body. And most people that I have run across out there doing this work, they don't know why they attract this pain energy to them. So they do a massage on someone. The person walks in saying, oh, man, can you please help me? You know, I got a bruise on my shoulder. It really hurts. And you just do a massage and help me out. And you do it, you know, and you work all the stuff out of the person after an hour or two, and the person walks out, and they go, man, thank you so much. They give you maybe your, you know, their you know, $2 an hour charge. You pay them your $150, and you're out. You feel wonderful. And the poor massage practitioner now is dealing with your stuff. So, yeah, you got attracted to you into your pain body. And also, like attracts like, so the muscles that you worked with also got affected. And so now your poor physical body goes, man, this person, you know, did all these things willingly. You know, remember, this is you, your consciousness, and the body did this stuff because your will, your force of will, your mental body willed you to do this job on this person. Didn't know enough about teaching you how to do and to get rid of these entities and traumas, and your body just took it on. So now you're dealing with that. And this is kind of what happens all the time. So yes, everything attracts itself of like kind to you. This is why you want to be in the moment. When you're in the moment, then you're out of judgment. Remember, the judgment is what's going to kill you and harm you. When you're out of judgment in the moment, then you're in divine energy, and the divine energy only works in the moment, so that's where you have to live your life, to be out of these situations. Back to you, Sylvia.
So the moment is just the place where all of the light takes place, all of the healing takes place, and everything else is basically mind energy?
Yes, everything else outside of the present moment is mind energy, which is the darkness. That is the mind energy, that is the duality energy, and that is basically your thoughts. Where you want to be is to be able to think from your heart center in the present moment. And then it expands out to you, and this is where all of your wonderful ideas come from, and your creativity. This is why time stops for you. And this is why you want to be in that area. And it's not easy to stay in there, believe me, but this is where you want to go to and attempt to achieve that situation, to where you're in the present moment all the time.
Which, when you are, feels absolutely wonderful. So it's where your spirit energy is, where your connection is, and it's just where you have all that divine connection coming through. So hopefully this program will help everyone to get that connection with their own divinity stronger and stronger with every time that they tune in.
Right here, Jim says, that's why I threw out my TV. That's good.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, so it's, you know, it's good not to have programming come into you, you know. So, but you can watch the TV, you know, if you have one, but to try to be in discernment. This is where you want to be, is in discernment, because you do have to live your life here, but you don't want to be in judgment, and that's the difference. And in order to be in discernment, you must release your judgments. And this is why the Light Ship is doing these healings on people, like the samples today, is to get you out of judgment. So you can be in discernment and understand your true divinity.
Oh, wonderful. So I wanted to, since we're going to go to the Light Ship tonight, talk a little bit about how people can have a healing on the Light Ship and what they can do to maybe hold more of their healing. And I have a few questions. One of them is, you mentioned earlier today, like actually talking and telling your body to accept the healing energy. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Working with a lot of people today, and one of the things was that came up maybe in conversation. What happens is when anybody works with any type of energy, remember, the body is very used to being attacked psychically. You probably all understand that. People's thoughts get projected on you, and your body is basically trying to dodge all of these things because it's going to cause the body physical harm. Because normally when you become attacked psychically, the energy gets taken away from you. And then you have to, you know, deal with some kind of emotional trauma or just an energy drain. So what happens is, it's during the healing process, it's always good to ask your body to accept the healing energy. And that way it can open itself up more to the energy coming to it. And naturally you want to make sure that your spirit is in full connection to the energy coming into you. So another way of maybe saying that or dealing with that situation is to have your spirit, let's say a person is doing body work on you and they happen to put their hand on your shoulder that's aching, okay? Well, have your spirit be the gateway for the energy that they're projecting into you. Remember, they're giving you some type of energy, unless they're neutral, you know, and it's very hard to find neutral healers because they're always, everybody's trying to project love energy into somebody else. and they're doing what they think is love energy. So what you want to have done then is to have that love energy or whatever the healer is projecting to you coming through your spirit. And then if it is love energy, your body will accept it. So then you ask your body to accept this love energy. Now, the person can still do physical work on you by massaging, you know, a sore muscle. And maybe they're angry with their mate or something. Maybe you went to a male practitioner and you're a female and he just got into an argument an hour before with his wife or something. And now you come walking in and he sees you as somebody he doesn't really like too much because you're a female. And he's putting out bad vibes as he's working with your muscles, okay? What's going to happen to you? Your body's going to go, holy crud, I'm getting this bad energy from this practitioner. They're smiling at me. They look like they're nice, but they're really holding this grudge toward their mate. So have your spirit then be the interface between that energy coming into your body and your body itself. They can still work with your muscle, but you don't want the energy to be into your muscle because then you're taking on their stuff. You're being attacked psychically, and your poor body doesn't want that at all. So I hope that helps everyone out there.
Well, that's great to know. And also, when people go to the ship, a lot of the time they ask what type of healing they should request. Is it a physical healing? You know, should they talk to the light beings about emotional problems they're having? What kind of healing should they really be requesting?
Yeah, the light ship only does physical healings. Once in a while, they might do a little bit on the emotional side, but mainly it's all physical healing because they created your physical body. The light ship never created any of the pain bodies, the emotional body, the mental body. That's all created by the earth energies here. And the light ship is not responsible for those energies. Those energies do not go to the light ship. If they did go to the light ship, they would probably be automatically terminated because the light does not work in judgment. And so they would see that energy as darkness. So the light ship has to hold 100% divine light spirit energy. This is who they are. And anything that is not of that will not go up there. This is why, as in Jesus' time and now, this is why Jesus stated, you must go through me to see the Father, in, you know, kind of paraphrasing. Because if anybody were to go up to the light ship on their own, if that was even available, their whole body would probably disintegrate instantly because it would not be of light energy. And this is why this program is so special, that everyone listening in the live, in the now, can have the opportunity to go to pure source energy. And it's not available on this planet. This planet, energy of the light is in duality. And so you're getting maybe just a small percentage, if even that, of light here. So it's a completely different energy. And the light ship is creation energy that created everything. What's down here on the earth plane is the energy of duality of good and evil. And that energy of the good is still strong, but it's not even, there's no way to even compare it to pure source energy. And so you want to ask for physical healings when you go up, and that's all they can really do with you. Some people have asked me, say, well, can the light ship help to bring a man or woman into my life? Can they help me win the lottery? They don't deal with that. That's emotional stuff down here. All they're here to do is to help your body in ascension. And that's basically it. They're here to help everyone for the ascension process, but you have to do the work to have your body healed enough so your spirit can fully walk into it, so your body can become a walking manifestation of spirit, which is the divine energy of light.
So when they're requesting a physical healing, can you tell a little bit more about how to make that request? You've talked about how the divine always sees you in perfection, so that you actually do have to ask for something or they won't go there with you.
Yeah, that is correct. The divine always sees you perfect. Remember, what your experience on this earth plane is and wherever else you go to is your own divine experience. So since you have a physical body, the light ship will help you heal according to your belief system. And the belief system that you have is from your ancestors and your genetics. So So you may say, yeah, I have an ache in my left shoulder here, and I want to have it worked with, so can you work with my left shoulder up on the light shift? And you ask the light beings this. Well, how much density are you carrying from past lives? Do you have entities down here on the earth plane having bad shoulders that attach to you when you come back from the light shift because you haven't worked on yourself to eliminate that resonance of these traumas? So they'll do all they can do, and you want to keep asking, because remember, they see you as a perfect life form, regardless of what you have. If you're, you know, if you have a broken arm, that's a creation, and they look at you moment by moment. That's how the light works, moment by moment by moment by moment. So if you have a broken arm, then that's a manifestation, that's in pure perfection. If you don't have one, that's pure perfection also. So you must request your healing. And whether the healing works for you is according to your past predisposition on your genetic coding as to why and how you have the condition to begin with. This is why we always do emotional healings first when I work with people down here, so that you have a much higher percentage, a much better chance for healing, because they will not work with emotions on the light ship. Back to you, Sylvia.
So then after you come back from the light ship and you've had your healing and you've got this energy, can you talk a little bit about what we can do to integrate that more and hold on to that frequency, and, you know, what would kind of like help you to accept more of it after you come back at the end of the night?
Yes, okay, I'll go a little bit further. When you go to the light ship, you're going there continuously out of time. So you're being turned off and on, off and on, off and on at such a high rate of frequency, it's not even detectable. So you're being, in a sense, beamed up, like beam me up, Scotty, continuously. Whatever you're wearing, you're going up to the light ship. They work with you. You come back down again with your same clothes on, and you're up and back continuously. When you actually come back here, when I finish the session, then that link to the light ship is disconnected. Like I said, you cannot go to the light ship without, you know, the conduit of energy being brought to you, which is what I do here for people. And so when you do come back and maybe you had some relief, then what you want to do is work on yourself and figure out why you have that situation. And what sometimes happens to a lot of people, they say, gee, I have this wonderful healing and it lasted for 1 month and now it's kind of creeping back. Well, what happened was you still have densities with you. You had the healing. Your body now all of a sudden can figure out, yeah, hey, well, I got out of this condition. I feel wellness now. But it's up to you to hold the healing. This is your choice. This is your conscious choice to hold the healing. And to hold it is, why did you have it to begin with? So you had a reprieve, and you have to understand and look at the situations, because now you're in wholeness, but find out why you had it to begin with. And go into retrospect and look in the past and see what negative thought forms, what judgments you were carrying that caused the condition. And once you figure that out and you have those released, typically through light shift healings or whatever else you wish to do on your own, then you may stay in wellness. Remember, the body is not designed to, say, be terminated to die, you know, in, say, 80 years. It can live forever. The judgments are preventing it from happening. And we probably should go to the light shift pretty soon here. We're kind of... The time is creeping by pretty quickly here.
Yeah, I just noticed that. So let's go.
So I hope all of you have understood something here a little bit. If you got 1% of what I'm saying, that's great. If you got a lot more, that's even better yet. But the main thing is to know that you are connected to the divine when you go to the light ship. It's created you, and that your spirit is the divine energy. This is where you have to connect. So... here we go. If you wish to bring with you an animal or a pet, you can. You cannot bring people because I have to connect with you energetically. So here we go. And we're all connected right now. And if you're a seer, we're going to go up to the light ship slowly here. I'll count to 10 and we'll be there. Normally I do it within about 1 second. But you, for a seer, you may be able to see the beautiful white light tunnel that you're going up in. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're on the light ship. And remember, I said the light ship is here for ascension. This is for the universe. And so we're just one life form, probably out of zillions that are in the universe. So we're having a body scan. They're seeing what type of being we are. And they're also figuring out what our problems are in our body according to our DNA. They're looking for blockages right now. And we're also telling them, hey, I got this problem with my left shoulder. You know, can you please help me? And now we're going into the orientation room. This is where you're at free choice to select the different light being teams. There's many, many teams. Most of these have three doctors per team. And during the sessions, most people typically select around a dozen teams. And here we go. We're going into the first room. I can only see one room at one time. And the first room we're going into, which is pretty standard, is the hot tub room. This is used to help to detoxify our body of toxins. And if you want your body temperature to change just slightly, you can request that right now. They'll either lower or increase the temperature of the water. It's kind of up to you. You might feel your body temperature changing. And you're on the light ship in the hot tub. There's different types of gels. Some gels are very runny. Some are invisible. Some are thick. And we're in a gel now that, to me, looks like a violet type of gel. And its consistency is very, very thick, the one that I'm looking at. But we all have our own that we're going into. This is what I'm seeing right now. We're going into another room. And this room is where they can help us to release the pain out of our body. Remember, you're up there saying, hey, I have pain in my body. Can you help me with this? And they're doing that right now for you. And hopefully you can hold that same consciousness down here as you do on the light ship. Remember, if your pain body is not cleared, then it may not have a complete healing. And now we're on another location. And this room is where I do see a lot of energy here. I see golden energy. It's like swirling energies, like spirals. I see a different geometric shape. So we're going into this room. And we're going to bring down... A lot of people like to have the three M's, Michael, Melchizedek, and Metatron. So we're going to bring them in down here. These energies are in their pure essence form, and down here we know them as those energies, as those names. But on the light ship, they don't have that name typically because they're known in other life forms as other names also. But this is what we're going to bring down to us right now. So here they come, and I'll just count to 10. They'll be in your room. Remember, they only work with heart energy, so in order for you to connect, you must go into your heart center. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll just put some music on for a little bit so you can stay in your heart and connect with these beautiful energies here. To another location, and we'll go into a room. We had a request here. It says crystal I mean, Bigfoot crystal bath. Yeah, that, there is that up on the light ship. So Jim is asking for this here. So what we have in this room is a lot of crystal energies. It's in liquid form. It's kind of like slush. That's the way I perceive this room. And these crystals are all silver. And some could be round like little ball bearings. Some could be rectangular, but they won't hurt you. So just kind of think of having like a cooler full of the slush ice. And you put something into it, and it goes all around you, much like the hot tub. So we're going into this right now. This is a very, very high-energy room, and we're having this energy all around us. And again, you must request your healing, because every one of these little crystals are conscious, and they will not help you unless you request a healing. Remember that you're perfect, and they will not go against your free will. So here we go. We're in this room here, and we'll bring in the liquid crystal energy down to us here. And here it comes. So I'll use the word stronger to bring it in. Stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. It's in the room here now. And open up your heart center, and you're going to feel this beautiful energy. We're going into another location, and we're going to go into the room where Saint Bernadette is, along with Mother Mary. This is much like the energy at Lourdes, France, and it's very similar to the crystal energy pool, and we're now on some more water, so we're going into a lot of water, the hot tubs and these water energies now, and again, request your healing. The healings are done according to your belief down here, okay? According to your faith. This is your genetic predisposition. The wonderful oxygen. We're going to have oxygen number 12 come down to us right now. And in 10 seconds, it's going to be here. This is number 12. So you may want to exhale, inhale a couple of times here, exhale, and you may feel the energy in the room change, and you may feel your healing take place in your lungs right now with number 12 oxygen. Another option, people have sinus congestion. This is number 52. It's going to come into the room right now. This is what they chose to bring in. And again, take a deep breath. And here it comes. In the conference calls, so if you're not on them, you may want to consider this. And one of the rooms is where we go into where they help us to detect cancer in our body. We're in front of this large plate of opaque glass. That's how it looks, and it lights up red and orange. and we're all escorted off into some special healing rooms where they'll work with this. So again, we don't know if we have it or not typically, but they work with everybody. Now going into an oxygen chamber, and this chamber is a sphere. It's probably about 12 foot in diameter, and they're putting this wonderful oxygen number 7 into us under pressure. And now they're also in another location working with our skin. So if you have any concerns there, skin, sunburns, etc., request healing, maybe a rash. Getting ready to come back from the light ship. So we're thanking all the doctors for working with us tonight, these beautiful light beams. They're in the orientation room, and all these healings are between you and the light beam doctors. It's the divinity inside of you is helping you. And now we're going down this beautiful white light tunnel, and now we're back here. So I hope all of you enjoyed the session tonight. And I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. I know we have a special conference call a week from today for our ascension preparation. So if you're interested in that, just connect with me. And if you have a testimonial you'd like to submit to us, you can just scroll down to the bottom of the page here and type it in if you wish. If you want to come on our email list, we send out a couple emails a month for what we're doing. And you can be on our list. You have a confirmation that you have to actually click on once you get it. So back to you, Sylvia.
And there's also a wonderful conference call three times a week that you can take part in if you would like to go to the lightship more often. So you can just connect with Ron by email or phone for that. And I guess we are out of time, or just about out of time, so... we're here Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, also Wednesday at 7 Pacific, Friday night on Channel 2 or Station 2 at 5 minutes before 7 p.m. Pacific time, and, of course, Saturday night. So we will see you Monday, and until then, blessings, everyone.
Okay, blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey everybody, this is your new friend, Julio, and I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day, and I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now, sing it, girls.
BBS
Catch you later, unless you catch me later. Bye-bye now.